Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning, the day before Thanksgiving, a busy travel day, but we're hoping not. We're with Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
I just hinted at it, but COVID-19 counts going up, not only cases, but deaths. We're seeing Schenectady and Albany counties bracing for yellow zone designation now. And of course, so many public health officials and public officials warning people not to go traveling for Thanksgiving. And just so everybody knows, you and I are not.
We're not going to do it, David. We're just going to be home with our families, I know. And so the word yesterday around the Capital Region, especially in the big counties of Albany and Schenectady County, is the public officials there really urging residents to make sacrifices this Thanksgiving weekend. In both counties, they talked yesterday about these surging caseloads. And as you mentioned, both counties seem poised at this point to potentially enter into this first tier of this color-coded state-mandated restrictions. In Schenectady County, the county manager, Rory Fluman, yesterday had his first press briefing about COVID since August, so that tells us a little bit of something. Fluman said that their numbers in Schenectady County, as I said, are going up. They're teetering around 2.7%, which puts them over the threshold. So he's anticipating as early as the first or second week of December, Schenectady County would have to enter into this yellow zone. And this yellow zone would put some more limits on indoor dining. They're going to limit tables to 4 people and also limit gatherings to 25. So they're looking poised at that. Albany County is similarly on the rise here. One very telling number statistic that we looked at yesterday was that this past weekend, they reported a whole bunch of new cases, and just a tiny percentage of them were they able to trace back to a source. And there, the county executive, Dan McCoy, was really reminding people, saying, I don't know how many times I need to tell this, is that people need to make sacrifices and stay home, stay safe, but also to cooperate with the contact tracers. That was a similar theme in Schenectady County, too, saying people need to help and cooperate, be honest and forthcoming, they'll be safe with the information. Also to Saratoga County, their numbers there are also starting to climb, and their positivity rate on the 7-day rolling yesterday was 2.2%. So they're getting very close to that 2.5% rate. It's some bad numbers, tough numbers going into the weekend, and public officials all around the state and the whole country are worried about a surge. So sacrifice is the name of the game.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Miles, and all of our listeners. Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. He joins us on Wednesdays. There's more at dailygazette.com.